Speaking to a crowd of some 35,000 at Lane Stadium, the First Lady, in her 15-minute speech, stressed the importance of community and service, and she referred to the college's slogan.
It's invent the future. And with those three words comes a simple message, a call to chart your own course and live life on your own terms.
The White House has said the First Lady's appearance was inspired by the resilience of the Hokie Nation during difficult times.
You meet someone and you tell them that you're from Virginia Tech, and they say, isn't that the school where... I want you to interrupt them right there and say, yes, it is the school where we have some of the best academic programs and professors in the country. That's what you tell them. You tell them, yes.
U.S. Senator Mark Warner also addressed the graduates.
Don't spend a lot of time worrying about your failures. You can learn from them as much as your success. Second, always remember that as a nation, we are at best when we actually work together and find that common ground. And third, never, ever, ever forget to call your mother. Congratulations, 2012. Let's go Hokies.
College commencements are long known to attract political heavy hitters. Tomorrow, presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney is the commencement speaker at Liberty University. Graduation ceremonies are also scheduled this weekend at Lynchburg College, Longwood University, Hampden-Sydney, Randolph, and Sweetbriar Colleges, as well as the College of William & Mary and the University of Mary Washington. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.